Hello, friends. This is Greg reporting from Argentina. I left Phoenix a day early because of the Super Bowl. I couldn't get out of town on the 13th, so I had to leave on the 12th and went into Dallas, stayed the night in Dallas, took off from there on the 13th on a standby flight to Buenos Aires. And when I arrived here, so I got the second to the last seat on the plane for those praying for my way here, because all the flights are jammed nowadays. It's not the nicer first class way of flying that I used to get a lot of times flying standby, but I got here, so I'm just thankful for that. Things started off great because on the way from the airport to here, the taxi driver, which took about 45 minutes from in that travel from the airport to my apartment in Buenos Aires, spent 45 minutes talking to him, evangelizing him. By the time we arrived, he was crying his eyes out and told me it was probably the most important conversation he's ever had. I won't get into the details, but I basically stripped all his religious ideas out of his mind and got him back to the basics of just friendship with God through Christ. So, and actually, all my, I took a lot of different taxis back and forth as I had to go to Dallas and then on down to here. But it was like evangelism, every single one of them, except for one. So it was like, okay, the Lord's confirming. He's definitely with me on what he's anointed me to do, at least part of it, evangelism. So I got here 3 days later. Now, I just want to say it first. I'm coming back to Argentina way quicker than I thought I should, needed to. Logic told me I didn't really need to, but I just obeyed. So when I got here, 3 days after I got here, I got an emergency call from my apostolic friend in southern Argentina, who's usually based up here. And he says, you could tell he was panicked, asked me to run down to his apartment, which is about six blocks from mine. And he said his wife had passed out. His daughter was there. So I run down there, find her in a demonic rage. Now, this is a woman who's been a strong believer for 30 years. She's in a demonic rage. She's actually physically attacking her daughter, who she's cared for and loves very much for years. Her daughter's here going to the university here in Buenos Aires. So I immediately took authority over the spirits. Everything immediately calmed down since we have authority over them. She had no idea what had happened. You know, basically, as you've heard of before, she went into a demonic trance, came out not even knowing what she was doing. So obviously has had something embedded there for a long time. In fact, I had a dream the next morning to explain what was happening and confirmed to me, yes, this is a spiritual thing that I believe she's had for 60 years. And since the demonic world is actually the inventors of the sleeper cell, took this opportune time to use this guy's wife to cause all kinds of problems because he and his son are right in the middle of all kinds of negotiations, very, very intense, busy time. They're building a broadband network with a company that God used me to help confirm to them exactly where they should start. It's been a major success, but it's really hard to break anything new in Argentina. But long story short, this really messed things up. And he and his son, coming from two different parts in southern Argentina, had to fly up here the next day, which of course wasn't easy. Pulled them out of everything that they were involved in. But I just want to tell you, that's why it's important, as we know, just to trust and obey. Because I found out just from that, there was a good reason for me to be here at that time so that I could be the authority stand-in, at least until they got up here. Now, so for the last few days, they've been dealing with the situation, and they're actually taking her back to southern Argentina to live from now on, because it's obvious she can't be here and she needs deeper deliverance. So they're going to get teams down there to help her get to the root of the problem. So I've been doing all kinds of other stuff, other connections. It's like there's lots of God appointments that, of course, you know, we can't plan, and they just happen, and God knew they're going to happen. So it's actually been a very active trip when I came down here going, what am I going down there for? And so I'm already setting up some activities for future trip, which may also not be long from now. I'm going to be leaving here sometime between the 7th and the 10th, going to Dallas, Texas. We'll be there probably for, well, longer than I thought, because it looks like a couple things are going to happen there that I wasn't planning on, but good things. So I'll be there probably at least 10 days now. And then flying back to, this is our first audio field report in years and years. And so thanks for listening. Thanks for praying. And yeah, please keep me in your prayers. And I'll try to get another report out when I'm in Dallas, give you an update on what's going on there. But I love you guys very much, and I thank you all for everything, your prayers, and any words you believe you're getting from the Lord that are sent to me to confirm things. I'll end with the typical Argentine salutation, bendiciones, and un abrazo. That means blessings and a hug. I'll talk to you again from Dallas.